It is Origin Day, of course. One of my favourite days of the year. Well, it happens three times a year, so it's even better when you got three times a year where you can celebrate. Especially this year because New South Wales are 1-0 up and we are looking to close out the series tonight at Olympic Park. And on the line, I have a very passionate New South Welshman who not only likes to write songs dissing Queenslanders, but is on his way out of the footy right now. Dennis Carnahan, hello.
Hello, Mick.
How are you?
I'm very well, very excited about tonight.
Happy Origin.
Okay, and happy solstice as well.
Happy solstice.
I don't know if that means anything. I don't know if the combination of the two means anything.
Well, maybe it's a turning point. A lot of religious festivals happen today, you know. So this is our festival, the festival of the boot.
Start of a dynasty. Is that what
you're thinking? Well, I've read all these articles today about... Yeah, this is the start of a dynasty. We've won one game. We still haven't won the series, but everyone's getting a bit overexcited. Are you overly confident or are you quietly confident?
Oh, look, I'm actually really nervous because the song I wrote a few years ago, Dissing Queensland, tonight is a litmus test because maybe there's a chance still if they lose tonight and win the next game, because this is the most Queenslanders have had in their team for the last decade and a half.
Right.
Tonight there's one player from Northern Territory and one player from New South Wales. The rest are actually from Queensland. So if they come out and win, it completely undermines everything my song was about.
Well, that's right, of course.
I'm death riding. I am absolutely death riding Queensland. I'm so keen for New South Wales to just pull their pants down and give them a good spank.
That's right. Queensland are going to have to find some more New South Welshmen to become involved in their team. Otherwise, they're a goner.
That'll give him material for years to come. without Sam Thaiday, without Greg Inglis, you know, they're both New South Welshmen, but they're not playing tonight.
No, that's right. And it's one of those games where you got Thurston and Slater coming back into a team which pretty much got spanked, and so much pressure is going to be on those two.
Yeah, particularly allegedly Slater has a lot to do with organising the forwards, so he sits at the back and he yells at them all. And there's also a couple of new boys. Cohen Hess is apparently a monster, an absolute monster. And Cameron Smith was saying he's a monster. There's all the press about the wrestling, that they're going to adopt the Melbourne wrestling tactic.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and jiggery-pokery. And
like there always
is. I reckon there's going to be a stink, Mick.
Oh, really? I want a stink? I haven't seen a good Origin stink for a while.
Because last time was such a good footy game. It was one of the best. Like, it was so quick. Many sets, you know, were 36 sets and a half, which is about 30% more than they normally get in the game.
Yeah.
Zero errors in the first half.
Yeah.
One penalty.
Yeah.
So it was a really quick game of footy. So I think Queensland are going, okay, if we play footy, we're going to lose. Let's go to stink. Let's hold them down. Let's give away penalties and let's see how we go, see if we can break them that way.
But do you think the refs will, you know, if they start wrestling, the refs are going to go, hang on, you can't get away with that, right?
Well, you'd think Chech is going to blast. They pull the whistle out and start blowing if they do. But Cameron Smith speaks so sweetly. He speaks so softly. The Queensland captain, the referees love him and he hypnotises them. He has them in their thrall. So I think if Chech starts blowing the whistle, Cam's going to have a bit of a talk. Oh, Chech,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, get all sweet, sweet lips, so. Bat the eyelids, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, bat the eyelids, play innocent. Yeah, so do the sort of treachery that he's known for.
He is. Now, who's going to stand up in the Blues tonight? Because, of course, Fifita and Tedesco just smashed it in the first game. Who do you see making the difference from the Blues tonight?
I can't see Fifita. I think Fifita would be more heavily marked, but I think he loves it. And he's not... He loves the pressure. He loves people running at him. So I think he'll be... they'll be trying to trick him up, and I think he's going to stand up again. That'd be my tip.
I hope so. It'd be great if they're targeting him and then he still just runs all over him.
Yeah. Now, hang on, is Dugan playing?
Yeah.
It's an unchanged 17, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Was it the first time in 20 years?
The grandstander, your boy Jared Hayne, he's going to want to do a bit more this time, I reckon.
Yes. From centre, it's a bit... it's a bit tougher for him out wide, but he did have a pretty good game when he got the ball, but he's not getting the ball enough.
Well, he got the ball. I thought it was the best piece of grandstanding I've ever seen. That the game was clearly won in the forwards, and he scores a late try, which really made no difference. But he still ran off into the crowd, jumped up, put the arms up, going, "Look at me! This is my country. I won this game. even though really he just put a little bit of icing on the cake.
And then there's all these stories about Jared Haynes throwing up in the sheds at halftime, or nearly throwing up. You know, maybe
a Jared Haynes story about that.
Maybe there's a chance this time he'll go a bit further, you know, and self-amputate or something, you know, to make it a little bit more, you know, show how tough the game is.
But you've been an Eels fan. How does he go in the stink? How do the New South Wales players go in the stink?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon Cordner can give it pretty good.
He's a country boy. I reckon you can take, yeah. But Mitchell Pearce, how's he going to go?
He doesn't mind a scrap.
There's another part of me that kind of doesn't want Mitchell Pearce to win an Origin because there's so many gags in my show based on the fact that Mitchell Pearce has played. I think he's actually the losingest Origin player ever. He's played more losing Origins.
Yeah, and the time we did win, they had Hodkinson there and not Pearce.
That's right, because he'd been in a King's Cross night spot, inappropriately grabbing a woman's bottom.
Oh, gosh.
So he got sacked.
Yeah, so many great memories. Well, you're going to have to just change up your show. You know, that's what we love about your show. If people haven't seen it, Dennis Carnahan does a fantastic football, Rugby League the Musical, it's called, and it's a football-themed musical comedy extravaganza. And the stories keep changing. There's always something going on in Rugby League. And you just always adapt to it and bring in something new.
Yeah, I don't write anything. I don't need to make anything up. I just put it to music.
because Rugby League is a drama in itself.
Oh, yeah. And this year, there's been so many mid-season changes. This seems to be the fashion this year. There hasn't been a lot of off-field misbehaviour this year, although there's been a fair bit of cocaine use and possession. But given that that's actually a crime, I kind of feel a bit reluctant to make jokes about it.
Yeah.
But the number of teams, you know, the Tigers being decimated and everyone going to, you know, they sacked Robbie Farah to keep JT, and they sacked JT to keep the big four, then three of the big four have left. Bordering troubles there, and the Manly Seagulls are losing players and gaining players, and Nate Miles.
I think
this is the season where the most players have left mid-season. Players who've gone from one club to another halfway through the season.
I think you're right, and so it's still a week to go. It's still a week of the silly season to go.
And Nate Miles is going to Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, it doesn't stop. Rugby League, we love it.
Yeah, well, it keeps going and going. And I'm still, like, tell you, there's a river of red lights in front of me of people going out to the game. I think New South Wales, the whole thing that Origin's based on is that Queenslanders think that New South Wales people are arrogant and self-obsessed and cheats and drug-addled and just obsessed by money and that's all.
Yeah.
And New South Wales people don't care what Queenslanders think, which proves that New South Wales people are, in fact, arrogant and self-obsessed. And that's what drives the hatred of Origin. But right now, because we're a chance of winning, New South Wales is turning up. I've got a car full of people wearing blue here.
Oh, let me hear them.
Very quiet.
Let me hear them. Hey!
There we go. Have you heard the discipline? How disciplined have they been?
They've been so quiet. All the jokes. There's no laughs. I don't know. What's going on?
No, I'm not. I'm clearly a failed comedian. There's been no laughing in the background. Are you going to the game, Mick?
I am about to jump on a train as soon as my show is finished, and I'll probably beat you out there.
There's going to be a stink. Is that what you're saying? You're going to beat me.
No, I'll beat you.
You're on public transport. These people were supposed to be in public transport, and I think if they caught the train, they would have all been there by now.
Probably.
Going down at the Novo Tower.
That's it. It can't wait. I'm excited to get out there. Thanks so much for chatting to us on the way to the game. That's a committed effort.
But I will point out, I've got the New South Wales blue jump badge on my Raiders jersey.
Of course you do.
I've got the 87 Woodges jersey, so look out for a Mick.
Oh, the Woodges one. I love that one.
Yeah, it's a cracker.
It's a cracker. Dennis Carnahan, thank you so much for chatting to us here at 2SER. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mick. See ya.
See you tonight. That was Dennis Carnahan, you know, from Rugby League the Musical. It's a very, very cool musical. Go and check it out when it's around town. And he's a very funny man indeed.